Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Selfless Love Talk Show with your host, Coach Chanel. I am on this morning to give you all some encouragement, inspiration, and motivation to press through grief. Today's topic is called Living and Grieving. Before I get started, I'm going to allow time for others to join us, and I also wanted to share some information with you all. I do have a clothing line, an online shop, and it's called Selfless Love Essentials. So there you can find some shirts and joggers and things like that. There is a Selfless Love collection of shoes, an Active Beat collection in honor of my late husband, Alvin Butt Sr. You know, please share the podcast with your friends and family. These are all live recordings, and so you can listen to them any day that you would like to. So please share, because for those who may not be able to attend the live, you can also, you know, come back and listen to the replays at any time. So I welcome you all on all my guests, you know, my audience and guest speakers and everybody who takes the time out of their day to come on and support the Selfless Love Talk. I pray that I am, you know, inspiring you all and planting a seed of hope, love, and selfless love. You know, that's what this is all about. Selfless love is a journey, and it is loving yourself and, you know, and others a little bit more unselfishly. Agape love is what selfless love reflects. And so today, again, the topic is going to be living and grieving. And so I'm going to read a scripture to start us off, and then I'll go into a little bit more of a few scriptures that you can reflect on, and I will reiterate those at the end of the show. But I want to start with Psalm 61, 1 and 4. And so Psalm 61, 1 and 4. And these are scriptures pertaining to, you know, your emotions and losses. And so we need to understand that there is scripture for us that we can go to and cry out to the Lord, you know, when we're feeling our heaviness and things like that. You know, the recent loss of my husband, I'm grieving. I'm going through a grieving process as I have this show, but I'm also encouraged to continue to move forward, not leaving him behind, but taking all that we have had together and living for the both of us. You know, when our loved ones pass, they pass a torch and they leave legacy. So anyone that is connected to their life and that are still living is a part of their legacy. And so, you know, I'm inspired, although I'm hurting, I'm inspired to continue to press because the Lord has a calling for all of us. And we, you know, we all have a time, unfortunately. And I honestly, as Coach Chanel, I'm being very transparent. You know, I have never really wanted to face the feelings of losing someone that you love. And, you know, I'm one of the ones that honestly, you know, when it comes to this type of situation that we have to endure, I never really felt it, I want to say. When I was younger, we had a lot of loss. So I became numb when it came to that. But now that, you know, when it becomes more personable and intimate and, you know, and things like that, I thank the Lord that I have not lost my parents. I did lose my grandparents and one of my favorite grandmothers in the past. And, you know, she was near and dear to my heart. So that was like my first really, really, really devastating loss. And so now my husband, okay. So C1, 1 and 4 says, "Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings." And so that is a powerful scripture, right? Because what we have to realize is that God is our creator. He has created us all, right? Before we were born in our mother's womb, he knew us, okay? And so we all said yes to this mission, this journey, this life that we have. And only God knows our appointed time. And so during that time, you know, living out your purpose is imperative, right? And some people may still be on the journey of finding out what their purpose is. When we grieve, it's okay. And we have to be okay with the grieving because everybody who is born and connected to us is a gift from God, okay? And everybody's loss is different. So the one person that we lose, the love that that person had with their children, their parents, their grandchildren, their spouses, it's all different love, okay? So some may grieve harder depending upon the relationship. And some may, it may be, you know, they may heal faster. Not to say that they still won't grieve them, but it may not be a heavy grief. So we need to understand during this process that it's okay to grieve. It's okay to feel. Because if you don't and you avoid it, guess what? It's inside of you and it starts to make you sick. And we don't want to become sick. We don't want to hurt our own selves because our loved ones need for us to carry on, to live life as best we can in looking at their memories, you know, remembering the things that made you smile, the things that made you laugh, even those little things that you may have gotten from their lives that made you upset, but there was something in it that you were supposed to learn from. So as I grieve, these are the things that I have to take into, you know, take this, all of this stuff in for myself, and then I want to be able to be a support system for others and let you know that you are not alone. There are so many hurting people right now. Everybody is seeing loss. Every home is being affected. So what do we do while we're still living? We are to support each other. I have a testimony. When my husband passed away, I didn't realize the effect in the love. I knew everybody loved us, you know, as a couple and individually and things like that. But to see the amount of support that I have had during this process helped me. It helped me. So I'm just telling you, if you got to find, you know, if there's somebody that you love, be honest with them about your journey. Be honest and tell them that you're not okay if you're not okay. Be honest and speak up and say, hey, I need prayer, or hey, you know, I haven't been eating. So that you never know if you reach out, somebody can come to your door with food. I mean, and another thing for those that are grieving and those who are on here as a support system as well, you know, they may not be able to tell you that, but be observant. You know, try to be observant and more empathetic and compassionate with those who are grieving because it takes a village for everything. But we need to know that you're not alone, you are loved, and you will get through this. The enemy wants to keep us down in a dark place, you know, feeling like there's nothing left of us, and that's a lie. There's everything left. What we have the control to live life, live in their memory, celebrate them, even though they're gone, and live and do the best that we can while we still are here on earth. Because every day we wake up is a blessing and a gift from God. God is real. He's real. And, you know, I wanted to touch bases with you all on that. So I'm going to give you a few scriptures that you can write down and just, you know, reference them when you're feeling low or depressed or angry, you know, because you go through those stages in grief as well. So you may be in a denial state, which I was in for several months, you know, and then you come to reality and you're like, oh, my goodness, this is real. Okay. You can go through a little mood swings where you're up and down and you may feel angry or frustrated. But these are all normal things. They're normal.
And it eases up over time. But be aware of yourself and your feelings and your thoughts. And if you don't have a prayer life, this is the time to start. You know, start out as a baby. Read one little scripture at a time. It's food for your soul. We are in these bodies, and these bodies are temporary. Our souls are forever. They live forever, whether you're going to be, you know, in hell or in heaven. Those are choices that you make, that you have, you know, hell or heaven. We all seek to live to go to heaven, right? And you try to make choices to where you're trying to align yourself with the Lord and have a relationship with the Lord for yourself. For yourself, and then you fellowship. You find you someone who, you know, is learning with you or somebody who knows a little bit more about Christ. You know, but keep yourself surrounded around people that will help you during your process, growing in your relationship with the Lord, growing in the healing process, all of these things, okay? So John 14 is for when you're in sorrow. Okay, and that's John 14, that's for when you're in sorrow. When you worry, that's Matthew 6, 19 and 34. When you feel like you're in danger, that's Psalms 91. When God seems far away, when you feel like you just, where is God at in this moment, you know, has God left you? You just can't seem to see that he's there for you. Then that's when you would, Psalms 139. And, you know, when you're feeling down and out, that's Romans 8 and 31. If you're depressed, that's Psalms 27. Okay. Dealing with fear, because you will have, like, with some losses, you know, it's tragic losses. Or you may have been there when they transition and things like that. So that can create fear and anxiety, okay? And again, these are things that happen, and it's a process that you will overcome. But you have to allow yourself to go through the process. And it's Psalms 34 and 7. That is when you're dealing with fear. And it says, if your pocketbook is empty. That's Psalms 37. And for some reason, that's sticking out to me in more than one way, okay, because a pocketbook can mean so many different things, really. All right. Okay, so the next thing I wanted to say to you all is I'm going to read Psalms 73, 16 and 17, okay, and then 21 and 24. When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood therein. My heart was grieved, and I was vexed in my mind. I was so foolish and ignorant, I was like a beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive to me glory. So when we go through this, we have to also understand that being in transitioning from the body into eternity with the Lord is glory. There's glory in that. No more pain, no more suffering, no more worrying, no more responsibilities or, you know, the hustle and the bustle and the changes of this world and the plagues. And there's so many things that are they're free from. That we still have to face day to day. So many different ways that we have to look at it and understand that we suffer the loss. We're still hurting because we're still here. But they are free and they are with the Lord in glory. Isaiah 61, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom from the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of a spirit of a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. Psalms 86, 11 and 13. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify you, your name, forever. For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the depths of the grave. So I just want you all to understand, to God be the glory in everything. We must live while we are here on earth. We must love while we are here on earth. We must praise the Lord and have thanksgiving and show that we are grateful, even in the midst of grieving. Walk with your head held high, humbly grateful, and it's okay to feel the grief and the loss of your loved one. But please take heart to know that they are surely free in the Lord. They are not suffering any longer. We all have an appointed time. So I pray that all of us do our due diligence to love, to preach. You know, this is another thing about us. We are vessels, right? So we need to be sharing, supporting, uplifting, and telling everybody about how good the Lord is, even in the midst, being in the light. My mom actually said something this morning about how a broken body has a radiant light shining through it. Pain or trials or losses, if you allow the Lord to work with you and allow him to direct your path, you will see some of the most beautiful things that he can do through our hurt and our brokenness, okay? One of the things that I am using right now is the platform he blessed me with on the Selfless Love Talk Show to share my testimony, but also to share that I am a grieving person right now. I am a widow at 45 years old, but I am pressing through, and I'm going to live while I am grieving on purpose. Because the devil will not win, okay? And that is me. I have the torch. I am going to live in legacy and leave a legacy and plant the seeds that I can plant and let you all know that Coach Chanel Budd understands that we are hurting. I see it. I feel it. But we also are a villain if we do it together. And I'm going to open up the line. If anybody would like to say anything, you're welcome to do so. I'm going to open it up. I ask that you please mute your phone if you are not going to be speaking to help us with the background noise. But I'm going to go ahead and open up the line. Again, please keep your phone muted if you're not going to be speaking. And good morning.
This is LaShondra Lewis, and I am enjoying the explanation to grieving. It has been a year to date that my mom passed. Yesterday was her birthday, and I was a little down and out, but you've lifted my spirit and helped me continue to walk on in faith that they are in a happier place, and, you know, there's no more suffering, and the things that we have to go through are kind of hard, you know, when we're grieving. But as long as we have the Lord on our side, we can make it because he's faithful and he's always here to help us. And just like you said, just start a relationship with him. I've had a relationship with him for years. And when this happened, he just came in and he just comforted me, and I had a friend and to comfort me. So I did well, I think, in the grieving process. Mm-hmm. But it is a little hard, you know. So I just wanted to share that and ask everybody to keep the faith.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much. If there's anyone else that would like to speak.
Chanel, hey. This is your mom.
Hi.
And your message. I don't know if I can get through this. But I just want to give God the glory and praise for you. I just want to let everybody know that's listening that Chanel, she has accelerated beyond measures. I have been with her through the beginning, and I'm with her right now. I just flew into Texas last night, but I'm with her now because she has so much to give. Unfortunately, my husband had passed 8 years ago, and I thought I had this, I guess, under control, this grief thing. I meant under control. I knew I had to live, and I knew that my husband had given his life to the Lord. And so I was more attentive to, okay, you know, I don't have to grieve harder because he didn't. I realized that my husband, you know, had transitioned, but he transitioned being a Christian. You know, he was reborn again and everything. And so that helped me to get through. But as I was going through my grieving time, I felt like I was disconnected, but I knew that God had me. And if I stayed focusing on my husband not being here, I felt that I might not have been able to give my full potentials for me to live and to give others help in that because, you know, the Lord tells us that, you know, his children are healed. Those who are in Christ Jesus has found their place with him. And he says, bring the burdens unto me. And so I did that. I laid all of my cares, all of my worries at the Lord's feet. And so I began to just, you know, attach myself to my children. I began to just travel and, you know, and try to help all the people that I can help. But I didn't realize that I really wasn't, how can I say, I needed more help with my grieving. See, because I put it up through that. But when my daughter lost her husband and God had placed me there in front of her, all those doors that I thought was shut or fixed, was it? And I cry because my daughter now is a widow. I've been a widow for 8 years, but my daughter now is a widow. And how do you comfort, you know, another person who has lost their loved one? And I guess in my strength of it, which I thought I had strength in it, it was different than her experience, even though this is brand new for her. But I came to comfort her because I was a widow myself. But when my daughter started to minister and when Chanel started to, you know, open up the words and everything that she was saying to me, I put those feelings up and I should not have. I should have seek counsel. I should have got some help with it. But I thought that I have had that fixed, and I just stayed in the Word of God. God got me through. My Heavenly Father, my Abba Father got me through. But he's trying to tell me in a sense that I need to bring this up front and deal with it because I'm telling you, going through this with Chanel has brought all those doors open again, and I really am wounded, and I thought I wasn't. So today, all of us who are trying to handle it or think that we can handle these things or, you know, I have lost so much. I've lost my mom. I lost my dad. You know, I lost my husband and everybody just that was surrounding me that I became numb, I guess, to it. I became numb to it. But I wounded. And so being up underneath Chanel at this time, she really is ministering to me. She really is, you know, the counsel from me, because I'm just shaking my head and, you know, we're laughing, we're crying, you know, we're shared, you know. And so I thank God that he has put her in this position, because we always think sometimes we're going to go help somebody else, and God is sending you there for you to be helped. And so I just want to thank Chanel for being obedient. I want to thank Chanel for her podcast. And God has given her this. Nothing's come to us but by the Lord. All the things that we have come from the Lord, we just got to recognize it. And so I give God the glory. I boast on the Lord so that she could be glorified in this, because we're not to glorify ourselves. We have to look up to the Lord and listen and boast unto the Lord so we can smile about the things that are happening here on earth. And today I'm just so proud to be here, because she really is really, really helping me deal with my situation that I pushed under the rug or put up on the shelf. And now it's time to clean house so that I can be healthier and I can be renewed. Amen. That's all.
Amen.
Thank you
for sharing. Amen. Is there anyone else that would like to say anything? You're welcome to do so. And just remember.
Hey, Mom, this is Maya.
Hi, Maya.
Hi. Earlier you had stated about mood swings, and that's a huge part of grief I didn't know was there. When I lost my brother, I went through grief, but not as serious as losing my dad. I feel like it's been 3 months, which is it's still recent, but I feel like some days I'm good. I feel like I'm making steps towards healing, and then it can be any little thing, and I'm like, man, I'm right back to the sadness, to the anger, to the depression. So it is, it's an up and down thing, but it's not bad. It's just a part of healing, and I have to realize that.
Yes.
And having a support system and having friends who have been through the same thing as losing their parents, it has helped, because it made you realize it's not a bad thing. You're just going through the motions, which ideally is healing. It's a healing process. You have to cry it out. You have to go through all of those stages to get to your end, which is acceptance. Accepting it for what it is and moving forward and living for them. So mood swings is definitely a part of grievance, and it's real, and it's okay.
Amen. Thank you so much, Maya.
Amen.
Yes, hi. Is there someone else that would like to say something? So I want to thank you all who have spoken today, because this also gives other people permission, you know, and that glorifies the Lord as well, because, again, we are to support one another, and we need more of us out here to help other people so that they know that they're not ignored or rejected or abandoned. Because let me tell you, another thing about grief is you may even feel like the person has abandoned you. You know, I do want to tell you all that it's okay to get a grief counselor. I have a grief counselor, and, you know, and I'm glad. But see, another thing is knowing yourself and having that self-love. Self-love and self-care is very, very important. And me, for myself, I'm going to speak for me. Being a wife and being a mother was my love. I loved both. I loved being a mother, and I loved being a wife. Those were gifts from God, both of them, you know, because there's a lot of people who want to be married and can't be married. And I didn't have, like, one of those romantic love story type of marriages, okay? I had a testimonial marriage. I had a tough marriage. I had a marriage where, you know, there was spiritual warfare and things like that. And those are things that I'll talk about on another topic when it comes to marriage and you know, what God gives you and how the enemy does not want it to be. But, again, you know, I praise the Lord because, guess what? My husband has saved. He has salvation. So I praise God and I give God all the glory, because even in that, the end result with my husband was a saved man.
a saved man. What a blessing. So who gets the victory? God gets the victory.
Amen.
So, Mom and Mama Lewis and Shamaya, I'm just so grateful that you all spoke up. You know, I will continue to keep you all lifted as well. And everybody listening, everybody who's going to listen, I'm praying for everybody who is grieving, because we are definitely in the end times where we are seeing some very, very, you know, spiritual things going on. I mean, I have friends, family, and all that every day, every single day, somebody's home, I'm telling you, is being visited with being for their loved one to transition. And so I have to also be reminded of that as well. I have people who are losing their husbands and their children and their siblings and parents and, you know, grandparents and things like that. And it was so heart-wrenching for me because I understand that I had to do the show today to just let you all know that you are not forgotten. So I'm going to read Philippians 3:12-14. And it says, not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Psalm 30:5. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Amen.
I am going to see if there's anyone else that would like to speak. And if there's anyone else that would like to speak, this is your time to do so. Okay. I am going to pray us all out, you know, and I can be reached. Let me give you my social media handle. So on Instagram, it is Woman Who Encourage, and also selfless_love_talk on Instagram as well. And then Facebook, you can reach me at Coach Chanel Rosebud or Chanel Rosebud. And I'm going to go ahead and pray us out. So, Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, right now for all that you are doing in the midst of it all. You know that we're grieving, Lord, and even you, Jesus, wept. So I take hold and I am reminded, and I pray that everyone else is reminded that you are God, you are the I Am, and you have us. You have us wrapped up in your bosom, Lord. I pray for everybody to continue to have peace, comfort, love, and find a happy place, Lord. I pray that we wake up every day seeking our purpose, living in our purpose, Lord, and just loving one another. I pray that we all receive whatever it is, only you know what our needs are, Lord. I ask that we have no lack. If there's a support system that's needed, may they get a support system. If it's finances that need to be covered, Lord, may that be covered. May we have no lack. May we be protected. Those who do not know you, Lord Jesus, I pray that they will seek you, Matthew 6:33. I pray that everyone repents daily and remain thankful and grateful for the things that we have, the memories that we have. Those are all gifts. And may we live, because guess what? We have to, because our others that we have lost cannot, except for in the glory of the Lord. But here on earth, we are living for them and with them. So I pray for you all. I pray that you have an amazing Sunday. I love each and every last one of you. Have a blessed day, and bye for now.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.